Feel Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you want to get your message?
Hello, and it's the time for the Max Chance Show. This is me, Dale Lefebvre, your host. And I have a guest in the studio, Gemma Rosenthal, who's a singer who I intend to interview and play some of her music, in fact, right now. The song is one called Songs That We Live Inside You, which is actually the title of the CD as well. So let's just hear that. Well, that didn't work. Let's try something else. I have it on Spotify, so let's give that a whirl. Oh, I got it. All right.
Songs that live inside. All the songs that live you, songs that live inside you.
Still sings the songs of hope.
Okay, that was Songs That Live Inside You by Gemma Rosenthal. Welcome, Gemma.
Hi, Dale. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, it's a pleasure. I listened to your CD and I thought, okay, you've got something there. And that was a well-produced, well-engineered song that we just heard.
Thank you.
And I love the words.
Thank you.
Which is the main point. So, you're a Sheffield person now, or?
Yes, I was born and raised in Sheffield.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I can't say the same, but anyway. Yeah, and so you've lived here all your life, or have you?
No, I've not lived here all my life, most mm-hmm. of my life, but I did mm-hmm. travel down to London for 4 years to train in musical theatre.
Ah.
Yeah, and worked a bit as well, yeah.
Then you got wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
came back.
London. Well, as a young person, I think probably it's pretty exciting to be there, but
yeah.
I go down there and it's just like ants running around all over the place and drives me nutty. So I had opportunities to work down there and I thought about it, mm-hmm. a whole 30 seconds.
Yeah.
No, that's not happening.
Yeah. I love London. It's got loads of opportunities and I loved living there at the time. But yeah, Sheffield has this certain, I don't know, it feels good here as well.
Yeah, I think so too. So how did you first get involved with singing?
Well, I started singing from quite a young age. Both my parents play a lot of instruments, so music was always around the house. I had singing lessons. Well, actually, at first, they didn't want me to have singing lessons because they wanted me to have my real voice, which I think is really interesting, given the title of the song of what I do now, of like helping people to find their true voice and sing the songs that live inside them. But then they realized that actually having singing lessons would help me. So they did give me singing lessons at school, and then I actually did acting class, and that was my first singing lessons were actually in a group form, and it was part of my acting class. They had a singing group, and we used to go and perform at different venues around Sheffield, so that was quite good experience for becoming a singer, harmonies and everything.
What age was that happening roughly? I mean, it doesn't have to be precise.
Well, I think, I was singing way before this, but I think I started lessons about 11 years old, something like that, yeah.
Oh, great.
But I was writing songs before that at home, on a little tape recorder. So, yeah,
nice.
If any of the young ones don't remember them, but in the 90s. We had tape recorders recorded, and probably before that as well.
Yeah.
That was my first CDs were on tape.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You mentioned that while we were waiting to come on, that you were multidisciplinary and a life coach. And can you explain something about that, please?
Yeah. So I work with people to help to find your creativity within inside you. So a bit similar to what my songs are about, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a lot of the time, because I found with training in singing, dancing, acting, that's all great. But then there's also the mindset. You need to have the right mindset. If you're going into this business or if you're going into any type of work, you need to have the mindset.
Right.
Which it can be, you know, just as simple as just taking a few breaths before you go on stage, you know, just to calm yourself, and also just not allowing the outside world to decide for you who you are or what kind of art you want to put out there. So that was really important to me when I was making my own work, that I wanted to be independent and decide what kind of music I wanted to put out there, that I was going to produce my own music and just really share what was true to me. And with my life coaching, I help other people do the same, but in whatever field they're in. So I don't just work with singers, you know, I work with teachers, carers, actors, dancers, people in the fashion industry, however right. they want to express themselves, writers, right. all sorts of people.
So in a sense, you're a success already.
I am. I'm going to say that confidently.
That's great.
I'm a success. That's great. Because success can look different in yeah. so many different ways. I actually gave a talk at an NHS to NHS workers. I gave a talk with Rana Farouk, who's also a life coach. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's listening right now, but hi, Rana.
Hi.
And we talked about what does success look like for you, because some people always associate, especially in music as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I even just got asked just earlier, it's like they say, oh, you're a musician, are you famous? And it's kind of like that's the first thing that people ask, or the first thing is like, are you famous? And that's supposed to be success, but a lot of famous people, they don't have albums out like I do, that they produce right. all the, you know, their work, what they want to do. Some do, but it takes a lot of work and a lot of confidence to put yourself out there mm-hmm. as you are, not just as somebody else wants you to be for the masses, or, you know. And I'm not against fame, or like, I'm not against people doing well. I obviously want to do well, but I'm just saying that it's not the only measure of success.
Right. And I hear a lot of success or famous people who really aren't that good.
Well, I'm not going to comment on that.
fair enough. Wise decision.
Wise decision.
What about if we have another song right now? And can you
actually, it fits right into what we've just been talking about.
Right.
So it's number three. It's abundance.
Abundance.
And it's about exactly that. Like, what is abundance, and what does it mean to you? You decide.
Okay, let's give it a listen.
Is it a you, or is it a no?
Okay, that was Abundance by Gemma Rosenthal, who is sitting looking at me at the moment. Yeah, anyway. I had a question. Were there any singers that inspired you?
Yeah, so when I was growing up, I think the singer that inspired me the most would probably be Christina Aguilera. Mm-hmm. And it's because she used a variety of different genres. And okay. she always sang, she sang about lots of personal topics within her music and was very powerful in that delivery. And when I was older, I found out that one of her songs was written by Linda Perry, who is in the Four Non Blondes. If anyone knows that song, what was it? What's going on? I said, hey, yeah, yeah. So that's Linda Perry wrote Beautiful.
Yeah.
You are beautiful no matter what they say.
And you weren't going to sing live.
I wasn't going to sing live, but I just thought, why not? Oh, I don't know.
It was really nice to hear you.
So the reason why I mentioned Linda Perry is because she's a female producer.
Yeah.
And as much as I grew up inspired by singers, I started to become inspired by the people behind the scenes, the producers. And
right.
So Linda Perry was one of them. And there's also another producer that is going to go out of my head. A few other producers that she worked with.
Yeah.
DJ Premier as well. That inspired one of the other songs, Raindrops, on here. And I ended up collaborating with a producer in Philadelphia, Vernon Jeffries. So I don't know if we're going to play that song. I think we chose another song for.
Yeah, yeah.
If you haven't listened to Raindrops, go and listen to that song that I did, because we were actually inspired by DJ Premier and mm-hmm. Christina Aguilera, because they collaborated creating hip-hop and pop together. And it's just, I think that's what inspired me about her work, is that she worked with multiple different types of musicians and producers. And so right. I sort of took that formula, I guess, on for myself, that I'm not just obviously I worked on my singing technique. Yeah. And that's really important to me as a singer, obviously, that I can sing healthily and vibrantly and get yeah. the sounds that I want to get out. But yeah. at the same time, I think what Linda Perry and other musicians taught me is that it's not about perfection. So it's not about getting the perfect note and the perfect, and this leads on to the next song perfectly.
Yeah.
So it's not about getting that perfect song or perfect performance. It's about, what do you feel?
Mm-hmm.
Are you conveying an emotion? Are you conveying a message? So right. for me, every time I write music or I share music, I'm always thinking, what is the message? What is the feeling? And how can I share that with others?
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's be a feeling of joy or even a feeling of sadness, but with the hope that it's going to heal. You know, it's about healing. Right. So it's always right. with that intention on it.
Mm.
Even if it's, you know, an angry song, it's like, well, how can I share this in with the intention to let go of it? You know what I mean?
That's a yeah. great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how the life coaching comes in with it as well.
Uh-huh.
So when I'm working with my clients, it's about, you know, what is it that you're feeling and how can you express that in a healthy way?
Mm.
Hard
to do.
Yeah, it's hard to do. Yeah, yeah. And I'm not perfect at it. I'm not going to say I'm perfect, but
right.
definitely that's always the intention behind it. Yeah.
Very good. Okay. So I guess we've been kind of dancing around this, but I was going to ask, what kind of a singer would you describe yourself as? But you've kind of said that in a way.
I guess I would describe myself as a singer who puts feeling first, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I'm also quite technically trained because of my musical theatre background.
Right.
So that just means that I just have that technique now embedded in my voice. So I can move from different styles quite fluently.
Outstanding.
But I don't know if, yeah, you know, it's, I'm not, well, we always get a bit, anyway, you ask the next question.
Fair enough. Okay. What would you say was the purpose of your album?
The purpose of this album is to help you to find the songs that live inside you. And
as the title is.
As the title is. Yeah. And that might not be a song. It might be a poem. It might be a book. It might be
a dance.
A dance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It could be a film idea or even just a moment. Just something that you want to do or something that you want to express or you want to experience. Mm. And the idea is that these songs, they live inside us already. So they're not something that you have to go outside of you to find. Although sometimes it does feel as if they come from the outside, you know, inspiration.
Right.
But it's about acknowledging that we already have this creativity within us. I believe that everyone has creativity in us. Yeah. And we're all creative beings because we're part of creation and everyone exists within this strange world. But it's just, how do we make it a good time? You know, how do we enjoy it? And how do we connect more with other people? So this album isn't just about creativity, but it's also about healing. And it shares my personal journey, my struggles, but also my successes and celebrating that. And it is important to celebrate yourself and celebrate what you've achieved, but also give back to others. So I would say the purpose of this album. Oh, you also get a free course if you... I created a whole online course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that goes with the album. So when you buy the CD, which I have right here in my hand, it says... Songs That Live Inside You is not just an album, it's an inner roadmap for the creative and spiritual soul. If you wish to discover your songs, whether they be poems, dances, arts, films, books, blogs, or a new business or community, whatever your heart desires, there's a way of seeing these ideas as sacred gifts put there for a reason. That creativity is here to serve a greater purpose. And then it carries on, but it just says that you can read the lyric booklet and then there's a link to the course inside the CD. So if you have the CD, which I know some of you listening have the CD, but you haven't you haven't yet got on the course, use the link and let me know how it goes, because I spent a lot of time putting it together. And it's really
Well, now I'm inspired to try it.
Thank you. Yeah.
I didn't notice it before.
No, I think that's the thing. A lot of people don't notice what's there, so but yeah.
You're here to tell them.
I'm here to tell you. Yeah, and also come to the gig. Is that your next question? Or I don't know when. Have you got a few more?
Well, one more before
okay,
that.
Okay, go on.
Then we'll get to the gig, because that should be kind of the last
thing. Yes, yes, yes.
Do you have any other plans to record?
I do. I'm trying to set up. Well, with my partner, Pablo Calvo, he's also a musician in a band called Citeria. And they've been playing for a very long time. Like, I think he's been in it 10 years. I don't know how long the band's been going, but they're amazing. And they do like pop punk and rocky kind of songs. And I just want to shout out to his sister, Julia Calvo, and Pablo Calvo, and they've really helped me a lot. And they often play with me as well, as well as other musicians in Sheffield. Logan McDonald also.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's listening, but I recently played with his band, Logan and the Helix. I know I'm coming back to your question as well.
Okay.
But I just wanted to shout out some Sheffield musicians.
I'm sure they appreciate it.
I hope. I want to like say all my... everyone in the band and everyone I've ever played with and everyone, but you can check out on my social medias. I always tag everyone. Right. I try to tag as many people as I can.
Right.
To shout out to Sheffield musicians. But your question was, have I got any plans to record some more songs?
Yeah.
And the answer is yes.
Oh,
and, and me and Pablo, who I live with, and we're together and we create music together now as well. So we've been working together to create home studio so that we can record at home. We have a piano now, like an actual full-on piano.
Wow.
So I'm hoping to do that. I also bought a violin as well, because I used to play violin when I was little.
Oh, wow.
I didn't buy it, sorry. Pablo bought it for me. So I'm saying thank you, thank you. And yeah, so I'm going to see if I can learn violin again. Hmm. I was actually inspired by Mayfield was the band that was on. When we sang with Logan in the Helix, Mayfield played and they had a violinist. And then there was another gig I went to as well, a folk gig where they had a violinist as well. So I thought, maybe it's time to get the violin back out and see if I can play. I don't know if I can play, but well, it's just...
I don't know if it's like riding a bike.
But no, it kind of is. Yeah. Like, I did get back into it a little bit, but I definitely need to practice.
Yes.
I need some lessons. It's just, yeah... It might take some time. I'm not promising anything.
It'll probably be easier than the first time around.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah. But yeah, I'm just inspired to create more music. And this time, I think there's going to be less pressure because the first album... This is actually my second album, by the way. Songs Live Inside You.
I didn't realize that.
The first album I did was called Extend Love. And that took over 19 years to make. Yeah.
And did you start when you were three?
Well, I'm older than I look.
Oh, so, okay.
But yeah, I did start when I was... one of the songs on that first album, I started when I was 14. Mm-hmm. So, and then the album came out when I was 33. I actually did the launch at the workstation, which is near where we are.
Yeah. Well, this is part of the workstation, actually.
Yeah, so that launch, it was, I was at a well-being festival and I launched my album there.
Oh.
Not as part of it. It was just like I gave a talk and talked about the album and I had a stall. And then for this one, this was a lot more dedicated time to make this album. Mm-hmm. So I did my master's degree at Waterbear College of Music and... This was like more, I guess, intense in terms of the schedule. And I think with the next album or the next singles or whatever I put out, I don't know whatever it is, I'm not going to put pressure on myself. I think that's the key thing is I want to
let it come
and just be with it and be with the music. And I saw someone talking online the other day about how a lot of musicians are forgetting the music because we're so online and so trying to promote ourselves and all that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I want to spend time with my instruments. I want to spend time on the piano. I want to spend time on the violin, seeing if I can play. I don't know. Time with my voice and just seeing like, what do I want to sing? What words are going to come out today, you know? And I get very inspired by nature as well. So I go for walks and then... Mm-hmm. We'll write songs about that.
Great.
Which is, I have a couple of songs, that are inspired by nature.
They're coming.
Yes, they're coming.
In a audio studio near you. So we get to it.
Yeah.
Where and when will you be singing locally?
Yeah. So the next gig will be Tramlines Fringe Festival, and it will be the 25th of July, which is this Saturday. So... come, and we are on at 1:45 p.m.
Where?
Devonshire Green. Thank you for reminding me. Devonshire Green. And it's free to attend. So
prices, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you got no excuse. Free to attend. Yeah. Family friendly.
1:45.
Devonshire Green.
Devonshire
Green. Right. And loads of music is going to be there. So I hope to see you there. And
all right. Well, thank you for coming in, Gemma.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Gemma Rosenthal, and her CD is called
Songs That Live Inside You.
Thank you. I just didn't want to get it wrong.
Yeah.
Because it could happen. Anyway, we're going to go out with a Perfection Recovery.
Perfectionism song. Recovery.
Perfection.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's okay.
Perfectionism Recovery. Thank you.
Yeah, that's okay because you don't have to be perfect. Because that's the whole point of the song, is that it doesn't matter.
Brilliant. Well, here it is.
To keep your tribe entertained all summer long, stepping.
We're just working on getting the song going here. Just be a moment. I'm going to get... No. Okay, yeah. I'm going to get it on YouTube in just a moment. But you can just bear with us, me.
So, yeah.
You...
Am I still on? No.
Would you like to be...
Well, just to keep the conversation going,
yeah.
I just wanted to say thank you so much, Dale, for having me on. And I'm so grateful that you're giving this space to local artists to share our songs and, yeah, to be interviewed. And I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you mentioning it.
Yeah.
Oh, nuts.
And if anyone wants to work with me, one-on-one or in group workshops when I start doing those, you can follow me at Gemma Rosenthal for my music page if you want to listen to the music. And you can follow, it's Gemma with a J, by the way, because they might not see that. If they're listening, they might think it's Gemma with a G. Gemma with a J.
Yeah.
Gemma Rosenthal.
Okay, perfectionism.
Recovery,
okay.
And then if you want to work with me coaching-wise, then you can just drop me a message or go on my website, www.gemmarosenthal.com.
Definitely got some good plugs in there.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to try this now, YouTube. Let's see, let's go.
Stop you from sharing.
Okay. Whew. That was an exciting moment. Yeah, so we're going to continue with the rest of the show. And let me just locate where my... there we are. Yeah, we're going to have a couple tracks. The Walls Are Way Too Thin by Holly Humberstone. Can I Have My Money Back by Jerry Rafferty. And Our Town by Iris DeMent. Starting right about now.
I heard you talking till the morning. Heavy whispers from the next room. You say it's never your intention, and I'm just in a bad mood. There was a possible connection on the table for a second. Then she made such an entrance. Guess I know this tension.
What you're doing. Can I have my money back, money back, money back? Can I have my money back, please, sir? Went to the movies and the movie broke down. The picture on the screen was going round and round. I spent all I had getting him to see the show. So I walked up to the man and I said I'd like to go. So I took up his religion and forgot about the rest. Then
I heard another one calling out my name. And when I took a closer look, he was just the same. Another for the poor. And if you try to change it, they'll nail you to the floor. Now, can I have my money back? Money back, money back, money back. Can I have my money back, please, son? I don't hear what you're saying, you don't hear what you're doing. Can I have my money back, money back, money back? Can I have my money back, please, son?
Porch and watch the lightning bugs fly, but I can't see too good. I got tears in my eyes. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I don't wanna go. I love you, my town, you'll always live in my soul. But I can see the sun setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. Well, go on, I gotta kiss you goodbye, but I'll hold to my lover, cause my heart's about to die. Go on now and say goodbye to my town, to my town. I can see the sun has gone down on my town, on my town. Good night.
Yeah, that was Our Town by Iris DeMent. And before that we heard Can I Have My Money Back by Jerry Rafferty. And we started off with The Walls Are Way Too Thin by Holly Humberstone. And I'm going to try something now that I haven't tried before. Well, maybe I have. But anyway, there's a track by Joni Mitchell called Curtain Spark. And then I would like to play that. And then a version by Herbie Hancock, which also has Curtain Spark. So, well, let's see. What should I play first? Let me try the... let me try Herbie Hancock. Let's see if I can do that. Oh, yes. Well, all right. Let's see if it plays. Oh, it's making grumbling noises. Like, wow. It's coming a lot.
Sleeping room, and a madman's soul. He thought for sure I'd seen him dancing up a river in the dark, looking for a woman to call and spy. Passing change, something strange happened. Glory train passed through, so he buried the coins he made in people's pot. Went looking for a woman to court and spy. Trusting him, still acting kind. He saw how I worried sometimes, how I worried sometimes. the guilty people, he said. They've all seen the stain on the daily bread, on the Christian names. Oh, I cleared myself, I sacrificed my blues. And you could complain me, I complain.
Came to my door with a sleeping roll and a madman's soul. He thought for sure I'd seen him dancing up a river in the dark, looking for a woman to court and spar. He was playing on sidewalk for passing change when something strange happened. Glory train passed through him, so he buried the coins he made in People's Park and went looking for a woman to court and spark. It seemed like he read my mind. He saw me trusting him and still acting kind. He saw how I worried. Sometimes I worry sometimes.
All the guilty people, they said they've all seen the stain on their daily bread, on their Christian names. I cleared myself, I sacrificed my blues, and you could complete me, I'd complete you. His eyes were the color of the sand in the sea, and the more he talked to me, you know, the more he reached me. But I couldn't let go of L.A., city of the fallen angels.
Yeah, that was...
Remote makes global payroll seamless. Run payroll...
Stop. Goodness me, what happened there? Yeah, that was Court and Spark by Joni Mitchell. And before we heard Court and Spark by Herbie Hancock and Nora Jones. So I thought that was all pretty interesting. Anyway, that takes us to the end of this segment of our the Max Chan Show. And I'll be back with more after, after. How about, we'll go to it now.
All the best of me.
If you push me, I'll break.